Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward on RazRadioLive.com and at KinkyKatieRadio.com. I am your host, Miss Kinky Katie. Today, we have a special surprise guest in studio, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, darling?
I'm feeling bouncy. This is weird being here early.
I know.
I feel energetic.
I'm pretty energetic, too. Usually, you're like, oh, I'm so like... Hi, everybody.
Well, you too, Katie.
Welcome to today's show.
You get very, very lethargic when you're all alone. You're less excited somehow, Katie.
I don't think that I'm less excited. I guess it's just because I try to stare at the naked chick on the wall. Try to have a conversation with, or I talk to the Great American Challenge. I say, Sir William, what's up? Hey.
Talk to the snatch.
No
snatch talk?
No, I'm afraid it might get angry. I don't know. Sometimes it might talk back.
I hear you.
Well, today, we're going to be fast-forwarding the original Kinky Katie's World number 89, and that was when I had my little bestie, little Miss Amber, joined us in studio.
The Amber Loney Pony.
Miss Amberlini.
You got it.
That's right.
Yeah, no, that was the one where she came in, when she came into town, and the dude she was dating was getting all, like, we're married.
He was getting a little creepy.
He was. Even a lot creepy.
A little stalkery. Yeah. So you're going to find out all about that. Oh, my goodness. But for those of you that don't know what my show is, I take the original episodes of Kinky Katie's World and I scroll them up, or I fast forward them. I cram an hour of the show into about 40 minutes. But I add my 2 cents in before, in the middle, after, whenever I fucking feel like it. So I just want to say,
I put my cents wherever I want, mister.
Right.
Put it all over your face if that's what I wanted to do. That's what would happen.
Ching. So there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with your device or your network. If you hear chipmunks, it is supposed to sound like that.
No shit. You know, it's only the old people who think there's a problem. Younger people just roll right with it, laugh their ass off. Anybody over the age of 40, I notice, just really like their brain just, I don't know what's going on, Katie.
Well, also, if they've listened to any of the originals in the past, I don't know, half a year or so, then maybe more, then they've kind of figured out that I take bits of the show and squirrel them up and use them for my intermission.
That's right, because nobody has the time for a complete hour.
So here's the thing. So this is kind of like the whole Bass Ackwards way. So Monday I do the original with a squirreled up intermission.
Yeah.
And then now I'm doing it with the squirreled up with a normal intermission.
Yes.
Which I will be doing still as usual. This has been going quite well. There are questions and letters from you where I take questions that I get from my email from fans and other people about advice, or they just, you know, would like me to, I don't know, just touch on it and talk about it and
people
whatever.
People ask you things?
Amazingly.
Ask you stuff?
Can you believe it?
Cool.
So if you would like to submit your own question to me for the questions for you, I might read you on air. You can email me, kkkatieradio@gmail.com.
Pretty fucking simple.
Yeah, it is very simple. Easy peasy. I try to make things as easy as possible.
Yeah.
So if you remember Kinky Katie or Kinky Katie Radio, then you can find me.
You have no excuse.
You don't. You don't have any excuse.
No.
No. Oh, I might have to put a pair of my... If I change out the insoles in my shoes... Let me explain something for a minute. What? It just made me think of something.
Shoes? What?
I have tennis shoes. You know the tennis shoes, the sneakers that I wear?
Yeah.
Well, they made my feet stink.
Yeah. Sure they did.
And I need to wash them.
They made your feet stink. Cool.
You know what I mean.
No, the shoes, really, they come from the manufacturer with like a funk in them, and they just funk up your foot. I know what you mean.
Yes, it does.
It's those Chinese shoes, that's why.
Anyway, I've got a fan. He wants me to change out the insoles and send them to him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Better you than me, buddy.
He wants my odorific
awesome
footsies.
Hey, you got some of that.
I do.
Good. Good for him. Yeah. I'm glad somebody can get some joy out of that.
Fuck you, dude.
Well, whatever. Foot, you know, foot sweat.
I'm not a fan of it either.
It doesn't matter who the fuck you are, what kind of princess, whatever the fuck you think you are, foot's going to stink. You sweat in a foot, foot's going to stink.
I'm not sitting here saying that I think I'm a princess and my feet don't stink.
Well,
holy
I'm just
Christ.
Saying, don't be defensive about the foot stink because it happens.
I'm going to put stripes in your beard when you sleep.
Cool.
I'm going to Cosby and knock you out.
Awesome.
God, I feel like it's Monday night and it's only Friday afternoon.
You know what the best part about you knocking me out is?
You don't have to hear me?
No. If I don't remember, it didn't happen.
Yes.
So you know.
Quote of Razzfest.
You got it. It's not gay either.
It's not gay if you don't remember it.
That's right.
Oh my goodness. All right, we're going to get into the first half of the show. Oh, so today you're going to hear stuff like me and Amber and SC. We're going to topics like my clit in a box, things that guys do not to get laid. Oh, we had to cancel the blind orgy. Now, there was a wand fight scheduled, and I know that we talked about that, but didn't happen.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Sad.
Oh, sad.
So sad.
Bam.
Sad wand. No wand fight. Sad.
Sad fairy. Wand. No wand.
No wand.
Ding, ding. Oh my gosh, Florida's on a zombie watch. Now this is the origin of the crying baby porn. I know you guys have seen pictures of it and you've probably heard people talking about it elsewhere, but yes, this is the origin of the crying baby porn and why babies are in flocks and they're like geese. Also, yeah, we may do a Rugrat porn parody too, but you never know. So without further ado, here's part one of Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. Enjoy.
You wanted to play dress up, don't you? Come on, Elmo, don't you want to play?
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a Radio 3-Way with special guest Amber and her cleavage. Now here's our host, straight out of the rape van, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Welcome to the show, number 89. I'm very excited. We have a special guest in studio today. We will get to her in just a un momento. Joining me, as always, is my flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up? Lots of boobs.
What is up, Mr. SC?
Lots of boobs.
How are you happy to have so many boobs in the studio?
Boobs.
Boobs.
Boobs. That's all I have to say. Boobs. Boobs are good.
Oh, with me to my right, If you don't know her, you really should by now. I talk about her all the fucking time. And also, I am her. I am her sidekick on Friday nights on One Night Stand. This is Miss Amber.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hi, sugar. Straight from California.
So excited to be here.
See, I told you that I would have her in my hot little hands, and I do. So you're welcome. You get to see Tits Man.
Tits Man.
Which we'll be talking about later, because we're going to be talking about all about the implants.
We happen to be with an expert. Not just two people who have tits, but actually people who somebody who knows how to augment tits.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love you and all, but I mean, I wouldn't put a scalpel in your hand to do me. But
I certainly fucking hope not.
No, I think that would be bad. Well, if you guys want to join in the conversation, please join us at 941-421-0401. You can get us up on Twitter. I am at Kinky Katie Radio.
And I am at Amber's Cleavage.
Dang, don't waste your fucking time.
That's Duncock.
Well, you can, but I'm just, you know.
I know.
Button pushing.
Yeah, that's okay, though. We like when you push buttons.
Good.
You push them well.
All right.
Yeah.
As long as I wear them out.
No.
No?
No.
What?
That's a bad thing.
It always grows back. It doesn't like wear out and just wear out. Has it ever just permanently worn out on you?
Not yet.
You've tried, too.
I really don't want to attempt that now, do I?
I don't think there's anything that I could do to your button that you haven't done already, to be honest.
I can't suck my own button.
Well, that's true.
Do you have, like, a lizard clit?
A what?
What's a lizard clit?
Yeah, what is a lizard clit?
If you cut it off and it just grows back.
Yeah, and it wiggles a little bit. If you touch it on the ground, it's moving, you can still feel it.
I keep telling her it'll grow back. She doesn't believe me.
Yeah, but you want to put it in a shadow box.
Well, whatever. If we're going to cut it off, we might as well put it on display. There's no reason not to display it.
I don't know why, whenever I said shadow box, the first thing that came to my head was that fucking Tina Turner. My tiny dancer, dancing for money. I don't really know
why either. Wow.
Yeah. Shadow box. I have no idea. It's an 80s thing, I suppose.
It's something.
It is. My God. Well, we have some stuff to talk about tonight.
We got some stuff, man.
Don't we, little Miss Amberlini?
Maybe.
Amberloni. One of the main topics we're going to get to right off the bat is...
Straight off rip.
Psycho right stalkers. Yeah.
Are we calling it stalker? Wow.
Well, no.
I don't know if we call it stalker.
Wait, I would say...
Overprotective.
Well, I would say when guys ruin their chance to get fucked. Like what guys do to fuck it up with girls.
Very early on in the relationship.
And very early.
And it's common. It's very common. It happens to everybody. Everybody sees it. Everybody knows it. Somebody gets all controlly. Straight off rip.
Yeah, well, let's kind of, we're going to say what's going on with that.
What's
Amber,
going on with that?
Well, Amber's known this gentleman for what?
I've known him for many, many years. However, we just started dating or being boyfriend and girlfriend, I think, a week ago.
Cool.
And yeah, his behavior over the last week leading up into the night before I left, and even while I was on the plane on my way here, the things he did.
Please explain.
Well, I want to interject for a second. It wasn't even on the plane. It started Friday night.
Yes.
So what happened? What's going on?
This is Friday night during One Night Stand. I am on doing my thing with Miss Amber, and I didn't know that he was there. He decided to go incognito. He wasn't talking. He wasn't even in view, and Amber didn't even say he was there. So that got a little strange.
It did, but with anybody I'm dating, you got to know that they're probably listening.
Yeah?
I would think.
Cool.
I mean...
You'd think.
If they're into me, I would hope they'd be listening.
Yeah. I know all the guys I'm fucking listen.
See, that's good. That's because we put it right on the website. You know?
Oh, yeah, no, that's
so
true.
So they can all get to it.
Exactly.
We need volume. We need them to be able to listen to you in volume.
I kind of dodged.
Signals to who's listening, because they know I'm watching. The ear tug is for, like, so-and-so. The nose point is for another so-and-so. I got the little, you know, tells.
Oh, okay. You're doing,
what's
you're doing
the,
video.
What's the boob scratch nipple adjustment for?
Oh, that's
I
want to
bang
my...
you with a really big dildo.
Like that one?
No.
The
no,
Great
not
American
that,
Challenge?
No. That's not even really big. That's really, really, really big.
Amber, are you up for the Great American Challenge this week while you're here?
Oh, that's the... No.
Not even Ailey?
I mean, I saw you've been glancing
Jesus,
at
really?
It.
I have.
You played with it the last time you were on the show.
I did. I held it, all like 15, 20 pounds of it. It's very scary and intimidating.
Well, it's heavy.
Say.
It's heavy. It's got
to
have weight. You can't. What if it falls off the table? You can't let it just roll around and shit. It's got to have some heft.
All right, well, let's get back to what we're talking about, the subject at hand.
What are we talking about?
We were talking about Amber's little predicament.
Oh, it's a predicament.
Well, a situation.
Okay.
Should we say that?
Continue to fire away.
Can we say that?
Continue.
Situation? I guess that's what you would call it.
An involvement.
All right. Well, I had said something on the show that he didn't like very much. I had asked Ms. Amber if her plans had changed since she now was connected.
Yeah.
Connected.
I...
Not,
not so artfully avoided the question by kind of just shrugging it off, which led to a major debate downstairs during the break, in which he insisted that I inform you that there was to be no funny business.
No funny business.
Which I thought,
was absolutely hysterical because not only did after we got off, well, after the show went off air, a half an hour after we went off air, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to be exact, I get a text, a very lengthy text.
Yeah.
From your phone. Yeah. Saying a whole bunch of funny stuff that you don't say.
Yeah. There is to be no funny business because I don't want to fuck things up with this great guy.
No.
He's so awesome.
Now, is it possible really that you did like ambient drunk dialing? Is that possible?
It's possible.
No, maybe at gunpoint? Knife point. Candlestick point.
Sweater point.
Cock point.
Then I said sweater point.
Ew,
turtleneck.
Not that kind of sweater.
Was he circumcised?
You don't bring a sweater to the tropics. You just don't do it. It's really hot down there.
It's humid.
Around in places.
That's why we wear dresses.
So wait, let me get it straight.
Let's back up. He was very disappointed because I did not bring it back up on the show on how...
You weren't gonna do anything.
Yeah, there was to be no crazy orgies, Katie.
Damn it. What are we gonna do tomorrow?
Wait a minute. Why is he putting restrictions on
me? You can't cancel the orgy. We already have people showing up. We have like 55 gallons of lube coming.
I already had the grapes in the freezer.
I can't turn that shit back around. They'll charge me.
I know. He just didn't get it.
Yeah, boo.
They're not to understand.
You know, when you buy like bulk bald caps and a big drum of lube, you don't want to turn that back around to UPS. You don't want to return to center that shit.
Dude, I have four of the neighbors making pudding.
Just saying. Just for the splashing tent.
Exactly.
What's going on?
That's why we need all the fucking pudding.
Well.
Gallons of pudding.
He just didn't get it.
That's not cool.
He was non-receptive.
So wait. Let me understand this. So you, Katie, got a text from her phone that was not from her.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently it did. And
what's your passcode? Passcode? Bosco? 1-2?
It's password 1-2-3-4. Just in case you guys are wondering.
So we know you don't have like the Apple thumbprint, basically. Did you give that up or was it covertly acquired?
Oh, no, I...
You willingly gave it up?
I had typed out the message to his specification and handed the phone to him so he could see that I had typed out the message to his specification.
Oh, boy.
Are you fucking serious? Oh, and before he sent the message, he decided to read all of our text messages between each other.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah, I
like it.
I wish I would have said some more rougher shit. I really do.
Why is that nice? Why would you not be nice? I don't understand.
Because it's Amber and I love her.
Wow.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Dippy's gonna worry. Fuck it, let's make him scared.
I hear you.
Let's make him really freak the fuck out. Whee! So anyway, I kind of figured that it wasn't you, even though it was, but it wasn't. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Or I figured that or something.
So people still do that. Like that didn't stop. I thought that stopped like in 99. Like we went to a new millennia. We were no longer going to like be controlling to women you just met kind of thing. That still happens?
Yeah, apparently. Boom. Apparently he's old school.
Oh, old school.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, she's on the plane on her way here. I get a couple direct messages via Facebook from him. He's all knight in shining armor-ish. I'm kind of tempted to bring him up and just read them verbatim.
They were bad. I mean, really, to be honest, that he should have just went that approach. Just literally sent you a message, said, hey, you know, I like this girl. I realize you guys are going to do what you want to do. You guys are grown people, and I don't expect you not to do anything you don't want to do. You know, but just realize, I really like her a lot, you know, and I kind of want to keep seeing her and all that. And maybe leave it at that. But no.
No, that didn't happen.
Yeah. No, it didn't happen. That didn't go down that way.
He decided not to do that.
Good and easy.
He decided to take a completely different route.
Wow.
See, and I don't know if he... Why... I don't know if he was even considering that I would show you the messages. I mean, I don't know this dude. I've known you for a couple years. I love you to death. Why would I not show you? Do you want to see this?
Oh. Yeah, well, the final nail in the coffin is when he sent me...
There's a coffin?
The screenshots Somebody of died. What he had sent you. Like... Hey, this is what I did. I'm hope you're cool with that. And I was like, are you fucking serious?
And it was several hours later, too. So it's like, no, she knows all about this already. It's like, she's well aware of exactly what you said because she read it herself.
Nah.
I don't need to Photoshop or edit anything because, it was just too good. It was too good. You did a good job all by yourself, sir.
Yeah,
you really did.
Stood alone.
Anyway, this happens a lot, though. Like I see, because from my perspective, you know, if it were me, and I started dating you, Katie, and I said, hey, no talking to guys. God damn it. Keep goddamn legs closed. What would have happened?
I probably wouldn't have. I might have been with you, but I would have cheated on
exactly.
you a lot.
Exactly.
It wouldn't have been.
Not that that's what I wanted to do. I'm just saying, when you want something, that's not a real good way to go about it. You know what I mean? When you date a grown woman, fully functional, takes care of herself, does what she wants, woman. And then you say, hey, I don't want you to bring your vibrator with you to vacation. Like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? How do you tell a grown ass? Now you're not 18, right? I know you're not 18, and you don't have like family members taking care of you. You pretty much work, you go out, do whatever you want, kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. Just like a grown ass woman. Don't tell a grown ass woman not to diddle. What the fuck are you talking about? What's going on?
Pretty much. Yeah, that was the thing that pissed me off before I got on the plane. And then when I landed and I saw all the extracurricular activity he had tacked on after.
We're doing curricular.
Curricular.
Yeah, it's the new study way for kids.
It's okay. You're going to have another shot of Fireball when we go on our break.
I was just like, oh, dude. He's like, what are you going to do with that out there? And I'm like,
what do you mean? What am I going to do? I'm going to diddle my goddamn button until hopefully creamy substances come out of it. Really?
Until I have just absolute waves of passion in my asshole spasms.
Exactly. I want to like almost black out because I come so hard because I left this thing on my button and it felt so fucking good. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I want everyone in Florida to know that fucking Amber is in town.
No, I told him we were going to have a wand fight.
Whatever.
That's right. We'll do
dueling wands.
Well,
I think we should. We should do like a Star Wars theme or something.
Maybe.
I think SC can Photoshop.
I can Photoshop a lot of things. I would prefer not to Photoshop. I would prefer to shoot it live. I want reality.
Let's do it live.
Let's do it live. We're doing it live.
We'll do it live.
Doing it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Exactly. It's a lot easier. See? We did a live photo yesterday. Was it hard? No. It was 2 minutes. Came out good. Done.
It did come out really good.
It came out really beautiful, actually.
It did. See, it was all effortless. Arty. It was.
People are digging it.
It's arty. And there were hardly any nipples hanging out.
And where the hell can you see it? You can go to Kinky Katie Radio's Facebook page. You can also go to kinkykatieradio.com because
I was waiting for a go fuck yourself.
No.
I was gonna say, damn, baby, what? Fuck, you're getting militant.
I'm not that cold tonight.
Something.
Ooh, I gotta kind of break this up for a second because
we're breaking it up.
Amber and I saw a gentleman today.
A gentleman.
He was like on Flocka or something.
Oh yeah.
He started at the corner, and he was a very disheveled looking man, and he was wearing a bra.
Nice.
He had a bra on, but he was wearing also a shirt with like the sleeves cut out, but like really big holes.
Nice. Big holes.
And booty shorts.
Yeah, booty shorts.
And had dreadlocks.
Gold lame?
No.
Not gold lame?
No.
I'm disappointed.
I know. They're not trying as hard.
So what about him?
He was just going around, just like, wah, 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 and just,
you know, like flailing and like humping cars at a gas station.
And twirling.
Nice. Yeah, it was really weird.
Did you bring him with you from California or what?
No, this is one of your native Floridians.
Native Florida. Obviously, somebody knows you, really. Don't you have a few friends that are like
that? They followed me out here.
They heard the buzz of the wand. It's could. Like a beacon.
That's why he didn't want you to take it. He didn't want the zombies to get to you if you were in an apocalypse situation here.
That's the whole.
He was just protecting me, right?
No, that's it. Bloodscape. It could be zombie time, and everybody knows first place that's gonna hit is fucking Florida.
Florida.
It's gonna be Florida.
That's where we are. Mm-hmm. It's okay. See, you guys are on fire in California.
Yeah,
we're just gonna be invaded by zombies and then drowned.
We just get zombies.
Oh no! First, it's gonna be fires out there, which are raging across
raging
all of California.
Raging fire.
We'll have El Nino beat us to hell and back.
That's right. That's right.
And then there'll be a major earthquake, and then, like, Kevin gets Oceanside property in Arizona. What's going to happen.
The new wife will be happy.
Yeah. You should be like two birds, one stone.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So I want everyone to, here's another thing. At Amber's Cleavage for Twitter, at Kinky Katie Radio. I want you to take sad face pictures or just very serious face pictures, and you have to hashtag them no funny business.
Because I'm a sad ram. Sad ram.
I'm a tough ram.
Sad and tough. I'm tough.
I beat you.
Sad ram.
Hit your head. Amber's like, I have
I don't
no
know what the
idea.
Fuck you guys are talking about.
one fetish party, I had these like ram horns on, and my makeup quite didn't go how I wanted it to.
Jesus.
Sad ram. And yeah.
Is that those big red eyes?
Yeah, I look like a pathetic, weird stuffed animal.
Sad ram. Exactly. So sad.
Hey, you look hot in your outfit.
Yeah, thanks. We got the photo shoot tomorrow.
Yes.
Down at Sun Spectrum Studios with photographer Larry Capps. We're going to be doing, they have some new sets.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
So what are we thinking about here? What's going on? You got to pre-plan this. You got to have like an idea of what you're going to do. What are we going to do? What's happening?
Well, we're going to do Dark Devil and Dangel.
Dangel?
Angel. Dark. Okay. I was going to say Dark Angel. Just came out Dangel, damn it!
Well, I had to make sure it wasn't like some kind of new word that I missed out on what it is.
It's like a fandango with a mazel tattoo.
Oh, boy. Can I get movie tickets?
No, you can't. Well, yeah, you're assed out. It's only if you get a cabittal.
Whatever. I'll be setting up for the blind orgy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
See how
okay.
that happens.
Yeah, as long as you're multitasking.
No. Whatever. Whatever. I can set up for a blind orgy blindfolded.
Well, good. I'm glad you finally have that down,
Pat. I do. Pretty easy.
It's all about practice.
It's all about having the proper room. You have to have the room where you can let absolutely no light into. You know what I mean? That you can really black that bitch down.
And what is really fun to do is to torment your slave is when you go tell him to go sit in the corner in a round room. He doesn't know what to do. And you just watch him scurry around, and then you just yell at him, "Find a fucking corner!" and freaks out. It's like, ah! That's awesome.
It sure is.
It's pretty cool. We saw some pretty spooky masks today at the costume store.
Yeah, what did we see?
It was just, we saw a crying baby mask. Yeah.
I want one of those.
I know you do.
We have to fuck with one of those on. It's imperative.
Oh, and it even had like the tear streaks coming down its cheeks. It was really kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly. We need crying baby porn.
Do you want like fucked up caricature Obama mask porn?
No. I want crying baby babysitter porn is what I want.
Babysitter? I was about to say, can I be like the fucked up deranged bunny?
No. Because
I don't want to have sex with crying baby face.
Why not? What's going on? Still me underneath there.
No, it isn't.
Why are you limiting me?
You can turn around.
I want crying baby porn. I want it now. Nobody else is going to make it for me. Who's going to make it for me? I want to make it myself.
Do I get to put you in a diaper?
Yeah, that's the whole point. What?
Oh, okay.
Like, that's the whole gig, is you're just a really fucked up babysitter. Yeah. Oh, we did rape for you, and that was okay. Oh, sure. Rape me. That's fine, somehow. But I can't do crying baby porn. And I'm an adult, by the way. And I plan on doing it with another adult. That I mentioned.
He kind of has a point.
Yep.
You want to go get them? You want to do crying baby? No. I don't want no part of that, but I'll buy the mask.
What? What are you talking about?
No.
It'd be a lot hotter if it was another girl, though. It'd be a lot better, I think. That would be the much...
All right, okay, hey. If we find someone else to
wear...
wants to do the crying baby porn? Does that mean I get a strap-on? I have one.
I don't care what you use. Really? Shit, my ass will be filming. What are you talking? You use whatever the fuck you want.
That just looks hot.
What does? A strap-on?
No.
It looks like a crying baby mask.
Like temperature-wise, not sexy. Yeah,
not sexy-wise.
Look, you cannot...
Dude, that covers the whole noggin, dude.
You cannot put a price on a premium fantasy like that. You can't hold back. Like, what are you doing? Oh, I want to take it off. I can't breathe anymore. I think I'm having heat stroke, pussy. Suck
it
up.
I'm gonna pass out.
It's fantasy time, bitches. What?
I turn it into this thing.
I don't let the gimp out until it's time for the gimp to get out.
Now, I would be kind of better, though, if they had a happy baby, too. No, so you do, like, happy crying.
It's gotta be crying baby.
They could go back. Well, then fine. Have a double crying. That would just be a mind fuck, wouldn't it?
So, like a crying baby orgy. Well, I don't actually want them making the noise of crying.
Ass to ass.
I just want crying baby porn. That's all.
On adult bodies.
Yes.
Yes, we have to clarify that, please. I just want that, please. I don't want...
From now on, when we refer to crying baby porn, we are referring to pornography with the crying baby mask on. No children will actually be used in this pornography.
Everyone will definitely be over the age of 18.
Yes.
No actual babies will be harmed.
I'm so very glad you clarified that.
See? Why?
Excludes Texas, whatever. Tennessee, and Hawaii.
You'll see when it comes out. How about that? You let me know. If there are any babies harmed, after you see it, punk.
And cute, if we could tie, like, cry, cry, baby. Like, cry, cry, baby.
Everyone's
just like, crying, no.
Yeah, no, like, crying baby porn orgy would be awesome. Tell me it wouldn't be good.
So how many people does it take to make an actual official orgy?
Four? I think. Some people say three.
No, some people say five.
Really? Five? I hear four a lot.
Three is a ménage à trois.
Whatever, I don't speak French.
Yeah, and four is just a foursome or just, you know...
Swinging.
Yeah. So I would consider five an orgy, five and up.
Really? Yeah. Five and up?
Five and the sky's the limit.
Well. Okay, well, that's a lot of crying baby, but I don't actually want him to cry. So I don't know how we're going to term this, but I think I need to start with maybe a couple of babies, and then we'll move up from there, maybe to like a gaggle, and if we get really maybe a flock.
A flock of crying babies?
Yes.
For crying baby porn.
Yeah.
So crying babies and crying baby porn also relate to geese.
Yes, well, they fly.
Oh, they do.
Well, they could in the porn. They could do anything we want them to. It's the movies.
They could be
super big. What are we talking about? We're filming a bunch of crying babies having sex. Obviously, it's not real.
Yeah, we could do like a porn parody of the Rugrats.
Oh, that would be good.
You're like, that everyone's good. And I'm just like, okay,
how do we get
that
licensed? How does that happen?
Oh, boy,
that should happen.
He's like, how do I make this happen?
That's already happened.
Well, then we couldn't call it. We call it Rug Munchers.
You got to get the rats in there. You got to like, I don't know how. Do they have that, like...
You go, like, carpet rats.
Well, yeah.
Instead of rug.
A porn parody. I think you could call it anything you want if you say a porn parody afterwards.
Maybe.
I want to say. I don't know.
You should call the Diacos and find out.
Wait a minute. We could call it whatever we want because we ain't charging a motherfucker for a motherfucker.
That's true.
So, what? That's for artistic art for the sake of art. So, you can't shit on my art. You can't tell me I can't use that for just to do it.
You know what? We could also, if we got the crying baby mask and just put like a, I got a Sharpie, put a little squiggle on the head, you could be Charlie Brown. And then we could do a Charlie Brown porn.
So you guys are departing, right? Like I give you baby steps away from the crying baby porn, and all of a sudden we're doing Charlie Brown porn. That's entirely not creepy enough, really. It has to be the crying baby or it's not creepy.
Dude, I could get in. I could be like Lucy.
See, you're not going to distract me with flashy light.
Since Halloween is coming up and you were talking about going creepy.
Yeah.
So is it going to be like newborn crying baby, or do you cover you in goo and blood and then have sex with you?
I don't know. Crying baby, you could wear the crying baby with just about any outfit and it would be pretty good. You know, like overalls and the crying baby mask.
This is disturbing.
It would work.
This whole thing is disturbing. I don't know.
It is. Like overalls? Now you're like psycho killer crying baby.
See?
Hey.
Now you're really focusing.
Have they met? Did you ever see the movie Fear with, what's his nuts? Wahlberger?
The thing.
Marky Mark.
No, I haven't.
That guy with those abs. He looks really good in some clients, man. He's awesome.
He's chopped his pants a lot, but not so much anymore.
I just want to rub him down and put this big purple dildo in his ass.
No, that's for other people.
Yeah, what if he was like that?
Okay,
how do you know? Yeah, see, then you would.
Then I would get it like the equine collection. Yeah. And I would say, bitch, how do you like that? I'd like cock it like a rifle.
I hear you.
Feel the heft of this, bitch.
I hear
you. You want it? I'll give it to you.
All right.
All right. Yeah, now he doesn't even talk in the new commercials.
He doesn't. Well, they stop him.
All right, well, I think it's a little bit scrolled up Katie time, and also it's Amber Shaw time. So why don't you enjoy and stay tuned for more Kiki Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum.
Yeah, so hope you guys enjoyed the very first half.
I did.
It always makes me giggle. I laugh.
Yeah, no kidding.
I like it. Oh, I forgot I clipped my little headphone thing to my nipple ring.
What?
And I went to just like pull my shirt and I was like, it stuck.
Good job. Is that what you were doing over there? I see you like playing with a nipple. You're like rubbing, tweaking. I didn't know what was going on.
I don't know. For some reason, I just got like a pain in my nipples.
You just had to clamp.
My nipples gotta clamp got my tough. Nipple.
Oh, Jesus.
And they're on the slab.
Oh, boy.
There must be trouble in Denmark.
All the boobs around the world got a simultaneous nipple tightening. We don't know why.
What happened? Where's Channing Tatum?
You know where that tater's at, man. He's everywhere you need him to be, baby.
Something happened to Tatum. We don't know.
No, not the tater.
So now it's time for questions from you.
Questions from me?
Questions from you.
What? I didn't ask you a question.
Yeah, that's all right. You don't have to.
Okay.
You talk
to it by metal telepathy?
Metal
osmosis.
Telepathy.
I think, what do you like read cum? Are you like a cum reader?
Well, yeah, some people read tea leaves.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying.
I just say, don't swallow. Just open your mouth. No, gargle.
I watch how it splats on the floor. How it splats tells me your future.
I can tell when you get facials, the rope, which ways they fly. If it hits across the eye towards the right, you're going to have a good fortune.
Oh my God, you're going to die tomorrow. That's not good at all.
Pooey.
It's nice knowing you.
It's like, wow, you got like powdered jizz anyway. Anyway, so this is a question that I got emailed to me. If you get, these are people looking for advice or have questions or just want to talk about some shit. If you have a submission that you would like to enter for me to talk about for the questions from you segment of Friday's show, you can email me kinkykatieradio@gmail.com and you can title it questions from you or whatever. So today, this is a little strange. So my girlfriend recently decided to look up a cast of Willy. We were just talking about this weekend, the clone of Willy and clone of Willy. You can clone a pussy too.
Yep.
Regular and chocolate.
Got it.
So if you want to eat it. So the girlfriend decided she was going to look up the cast of Willy on Google, and now she legitimately wants to mold my cock and use it as a vibrating dildo. No problem. I see so far.
Yeah.
It says, we've never had sex and she's a virgin.
Hmm.
We've been together for over 2 years and now she wants to wait until marriage. Basically, she wants to try it out before we get hitched. I'm not totally opposed to it, though.
Well, are they over 18, first of all?
Yes. One is 18, and one's 18, one's 19.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Well, that's the first thing you got to ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's kind of weird. You wait no marriage, you weird ass. You know, what if the dude's just total poo in bed?
Well, at least, but at least she knows what the dick's like.
I mean, if that's what you're into, whatever, that's a good way around it. Do I even like the shape of your cock? Can I take your cock? Can I be used to your cock by the time I actually see your cock?
Well, she better start working out her ass, too, so come that wedding night.
He can get it out.
No holes barred.
And then he could do DP with him and himself.
Huh.
Yeah. He could do a double. It's a definite double down on that, brother. Do it up.
Double down on that tuna melt.
Yep. Let it rip, tater chip.
Ow.
Bow.
See, and that made me think of, I couldn't have waited till I got married.
No. Neither could I.
No.
Sounds insane to me. But whatever. If that's what you want to do, whatever.
Just yeah, it
do
is.
Do it, I guess.
If that's what you want. And that just made me think of the stupid Duggar again. The whole Duggar family.
You're just like obsessed.
I am.
You have like an odd crush.
Because they're weird.
Yeah, because they're weird.
The one chick.
Like creepy weird too.
Didn't even hold hands until she got married.
How
do you do that?
No
kissing, no hand holding.
I don't know. I can tell you somebody who I don't ever want to have sex with.
Oh my God.
I know.
I'm not, I
can't fucking see it either. I just can't really fathom it on my own. But then again, I can't fathom sucking cock either and enjoying it. You know what I mean? So we're back to like the olive discussion.
Think if it's like a banana.
But it's not. It's a cock.
But yeah, but it's
And it's attached to some dude that really, some dirty boy.
Dirty boy.
Whatever.
So dirty.
See, that just does nothing for me. So, yeah.
Does for me.
Well, good. I'm glad it does.
Do you think that that guy from Razzfest would get his dick stuck in a glory hole? Because most of them, I mean, the glory holes, they don't make them real large. So I imagine if he...
Don't they? They don't?
Imagine if he stuck his dick in and then got really fully hard and then he got
locked
stuck.
In?
Stuck.
Yeah, well, fire department getting right out of that. We get the jaws of life on that shit.
Yeah, but just...
I got a sawzall.
But before that happens, I wonder how many people take advantage of the situation.
Oh,
like,
boy. But I don't want to fuck anymore. It's too much ass. It's too much.
There's the free-for-all in the third stall from the left. Yay!
Bill got stuck again.
It's a picnic basket party for the bears. Yeah, I'm just grasping at straws here. Anyway.
Felton.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, moving on to the second half of the show.
Yeah.
This is what we've got going on. So we've got, like, Florida on Florida's coast.
Yeah, that was just Amber not making any sense,
well,
I think.
Sometimes we don't make any sense, so. Nah. Yeah, more of the hashtag no funny business. We've got the Dipshit Theater Live, which is pretty cool. Kind of like we were getting all excited for Razzfest. Poor Tony. We start talking about doing a tribute on his necklace.
Yeah,
that he made for Amber. He made me a pretty one too. And then we've got another edition of the Tits Man, and we're gonna talk with Amber about breast implants and shit like that. So. Huge Ripley pussy. Gotta love it. All right, everyone. Enjoy part two of Kinky Katie's World. Fast forward.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com, number 89. Give us a call, 941-421-0401. You can Skype us. RazRadio1 is the Skype line. Bye. Get us on Twitter, at Kinky Katie Radio.
And at Amber's Cleavage.
And also with us is Steve.
What up?
Stokok?
You got it.
Love it. So yeah, and Miss Amber is here from... She's a hostess with the mostest and my co-hostess for hotness tonight, all the way from sunny on fire California.
En fuego.
Más grande es su cara amarillo.
En fuego.
I went from Florida on the west coast to Florida on Florida's coast.
Florida on Florida's
coast.
I'm hoping
that
coast. That's good.
It's going to even itself out it here
will.
In a couple days.
It will. You'll end up in Utah at Baby Bumpers.
You never remember where the hell that place is.
I should.
And you don't even care.
If I told you they should put it somewhere way cooler, and I would know. I would go.
Yeah, well, they didn't, so.
Yeah.
Sucks for you.
Fuck them.
Don't forget, on Twitter, we're doing this thing. You need to...
We're doing a thing.
You need to take a serious picture of yourself or a grumpy picture, and you need to hashtag it, no funny business.
Sad.
And make sure you tag us in it.
That's right.
Sad, definitely tag us in.
So we're going to go back to that, and then we're going to talk about tits.
What?
Yeah, because kind of shit hit the fan a little bit when we were at the...
The shit hit the fan a little bit? What?
Well... David came over.
David
came over, and we were all hanging out.
Oh,
we said, I thought it'd be fun to pose for a picture.
He came over for Ramadan, or for what was it?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, sorry.
Yeah.
I get my weird religious holidays mixed up sometimes.
Well, at least you didn't say like something that was absolutely like Kwanzaa.
Well, it was the exact opposite of the Jewish New Year. Well, not the exact opposite, but anyway, go ahead.
Stop.
No.
I refuse, okay. Man.
So anyway, we just took like three little innocent pictures that were fun, posted them on Facebook.
And they were posed.
They were posed. They were. So when he was on purposely posed, well, not more than 5 minutes after the pictures were posted.
We actually were taking bets on how long responses would take.
Before Sego called. And he called back to back.
Back to back calling.
Back to back. Didn't leave a message.
But, ass to ass.
But what did he do? Oh, he sent you a text.
He did, saying that he was not going to call me.
I like the uncomfortable sound in her voice, and it's, you can even see the uncomfort in her.
Because she knows he's listening, so she's trying to see how she's going to word it.
I can hear her nipples just cringing, and the butt is just puckering.
Yeah, my butthole is puckering
it's
right
puckered.
Now. Okay, so he sent me a message the next morning saying that he wasn't going to call me anymore, and that he would see me Monday when I got back.
See you then.
And then he decided he was going to try to, like, say, well, screw you picture.
Yeah.
And he posted pictures of himself with, like, a car full of girls. One is giving the finger to the camera.
Yeah, that was especially precious.
Yeah.
All right, dude, you're, like, 16 years old. Stop it.
Whatever. I don't know. I mean,
he could go on, I suppose.
Why bother? Just kill yourself now. My God. She's never going to love you.
Why did you guys fuck it up?
She's never going to be with you. You cannot tame this wild stallion.
Now, let me ask you a question, Amber. So if a guy that you meet at some point in California, now let's say he's a cool guy. He's totally into letting you be you. Like you just be you. And let's say said guy, you know, completely not controlling. You like hanging out with him, all that cool shit. Now, if said guy pretty much never had anything to say about how you put anything out there, about anything like that, if he brought the notion of bringing another girl around, would that be a problem?
No.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is my fucking point. Morons. It's right. And you want to know, guys will always ask me, hey, how do you get in these situations where you could get more than one girl to fuck you at a time? Well, the first thing is don't act like a guy. That's the first fucking rule. If you think it's guy-like, don't fucking do it. Second of all, you can't tell a grown woman what to do. You stay away from the grown woman. You need to do some shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you don't dig it, if you don't dig what's going on, don't hang around. It's that fucking simple. You're a big boy. Fucking go find another girl to play with that has the same set of rules you have. You know? Other than that, leave the cool girls that'll let me bang her and all of her friends at the same time to me. You know what I mean?
I'm so glad I can help you out with that.
Yeah, I know. Well, you weren't really helping me. I'm just saying. Guys always want to know, like, how can this happen? Well, first of all, when you meet a girl that is independent and does what she wants to do, don't stifle her.
Oh, and you know that she's bisexual.
See?
Yeah, don't fuck that up, like, within the first week.
Just saying.
Oh,
just
man.
Saying.
You totally ruin your chances of any kind of butt stuff, too.
No.
Or no.
Well, no, that's no? not, no.
Yeah, he got butts. She's like giving you side eyes. Like,
he can have butt stuff. He can put stuff in his butt anytime he wants.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
I didn't say that. I didn't say he does butt stuff. He has to try to get around my butt.
But you're not saying he doesn't, really. You're not really clearing it up.
I'm just saying you gave me a lot of fireball and I'm in latex.
Oh,
and
boy. Hey,
what does that mean?
I actually, fuck that. I'm not even defending him.
Yeah. Don't defend him.
He probably does do butt stuff.
There you go.
He likes it.
Now you're partying with us.
And you are. You're in vinyl and you're in frou-frou crinoline. And
crinoline.
Your boobies are being nice.
I thought that was goldenrod.
That's
Puce. I thought it was goldenrod.
Well, that's Puce. Now we're going to check out the goldenrod later.
Giggity.
Get some of that hot rod.
Is that what happens around here?
Pulling beef stick.
It does.
All the special guests get treated that way. You know that.
Why should I be any different?
That's right.
Actually,
you're better. You're above some of the other guests that have been in that chair.
Exactly.
You are. Some of them were squirmers and they just had to have the chloroform. I mean, what are you going to do? You signed the waiver. You said you were compliant, but you apparently changed your mind.
We told you that it may involve chloroform. We let you know that it could happen.
There's no changing your mind.
There isn't.
I can't
even pay attention, let alone change my mind.
Because then we'll just go all Cosby on your ass, and we'll just wait until your mind is changed for you.
That's why the blind orgy was going to be with pudding. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Pudding,
special pudding.
They're messing out on the pudding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making some special pudding for this weekend.
Oh, I know you are.
This weekend is Razzfest!
It is. What happens at Razzfest? What's going on there? What happens? Run it down. I know. Don't look at me like I'm an idiot. Explain it. You have to continually reset. You have to remember, not all of these people that are listening to us right now have listened to us before. Yes. They don't know anything about Razzfest.
Well, I know this, and we were about to get into it until you were like, okay, I'm going to do it on, like, a Shatner rant.
Well, it was not Shatner. I can't even, like...
all over our rant before you even ranted.
I can't even look in Shatner's direction with that. I can't even spell his name while doing something like that.
Amber needs to take another sip of her beer.
Nice.
And I have to say, that is a very lovely necklace that you're wearing tonight.
Thank you.
Did someone we know make that for you?
Yes, Tony made this for me.
I thought it looked familiar because I have one that Tony made for me, too.
Yes, and I wanted to make sure that he knew that I was wearing it with much love and much appreciation.
And you'll be able to see it on YouTube, so you'll know that she's not lying.
And if any sperm gets on it, I'll make sure I take a picture of it for you.
I didn't like, put it in my mouth or anything.
It'll be like a Tony tribute. I didn't say there was sperm on it. Wow. Wow.
I just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
Oh, we all three had different ideas of what the hell you meant.
Okay, wait a minute. What did you think I meant, first of
no,
all?
No, I thought that Amber meant she said, I didn't put it in my mouth, meaning she already had cum in her mouth, and she didn't put it in her mouth to get cum on it.
I gotcha.
Okay. And then you were talking about cumming on it, yes. Like on her chest. Yeah,
well, I was just talking about cumming on it as almost like a backhanded Tony tribute, question mark?
Gotcha. And then you were going at it like it had cum already on it when received it.
I think Amber...
I got it right. Yeah.
You did get it right, but it's still like not
wrong.
Flattering or nice to Tony, because he's actually a really nice guy.
I'm not doubting him at all. I like Tony.
I think offering to tribute his jewelry when he sends it to you is a completely normal idea. I do believe we have a caller.
Hello. Hey caller. Hey.
It's me, Tony.
What's up, Tony?
No shit.
You guys are insane. I love you all. You're nice.
So would it be offensive to send you a tribute of said necklace? Is that rude at all or what?
Not at all.
See, I told you it wasn't rude.
If you sent your necklace to Tony with your spooge all over it, do you think he'd be accepting?
No, that I'd have an issue with. It'd have to come through Amber.
No, so here's the thing. He's talking about coming on and taking a picture and then showing you the picture.
No. Any come on it at all has got to come out of Amber.
Okay, it can come out. It doesn't necessarily have to originate.
It has to originate from the inside of Amber.
Does it have to be 100% Amber's?
Yes.
Hey,
what happened to Katie? She like chopped liver?
No, that she can do on her necklace.
Oh, you know what we could do? We could tie them together and like pop them up inside and have like a tug of war and see who can whose kegels are tighter.
Yeah, with the wand fight.
Why did I open my mouth?
It's because you're male.
No, it's because I think you're all insane, and that's why I love you all.
Yes, but you may think we're insane, but you don't have a tattoo of my pussy on your bicep.
No, I do not. This is true.
Yeah, well, you check your insane levels.
Do Amber's pussy. Do the back shot, like a bag burger.
Well, it's not going to be like... It's not going to be like that one on Shane.
We can make it that way.
Come on, Amber.
I have clothespins.
What are you doing?
We can put your name on it.
How are we supposed to finish the crying baby porn if we don't have that? What's going on?
Are we back to the crying baby porn?
I'm sorry, but I never left. I never left.
We don't need to do that.
Yeah, sure we do.
All right, well, if you're going to do that, I'm wearing the unicorn head or something.
Oh, you can do that. That's cool.
Okay.
Oh, dude, we found the horse head, which is very realistic.
I don't like them all. They're creepy.
Yeah, all the masks are really fucking creepy.
Disturbing. I don't like them.
Not all of them are just, that's not disturbing. It's just, you're going
to
use
your
head.
All of them except the baby crying
mask. Of course.
Well, no, that one's completely disturbing, but that's why I want to do it. I'm not saying it's not, but that's the idea. That's what you're going for when you buy the crying baby mask.
That is like the level of creepiness that you want.
It is. Okay. The exact level.
That's how you go for it. All right, let's talk about some tits.
Tits?
Tits.
Tits.
We're talking about all sorts of boobies.
Boobs in and all over the news.
Tits. Man.
So we have Miss Amber over here who happens to be the resident expert on tits.
I am.
You are. You have a lovely set of chesticles yourself.
Why, thank you.
They're quite lovely and luscious. And they're springy and boingy, and the nipples are pert.
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 There's a nipple description if I ever heard one.
And they're actually a lot lighter than I expected your nipples to be.
Really? Lighter? You can weigh nipples?
Not as in weight, dipshit. Color.
Like light and color.
In hue.
Oh.
Nipple hue.
Oh, I understand now.
Colored areola.
I was wondering, what do you do? What do you get, like a food scale? What's going on there?
Yes, I take her over to Publix and I stick her tatas on the scale.
Is that something that they only have in California, or can we swing that here in Florida? What's going on?
We did that the other night. We were picking up some Jesus Wine juice box.
Nice.
Yeah, bucks and away. Katie needed some bananas. She's like, I don't know, it's 3 pounds.
Okay, right. So back to weighing nipples.
I'm like, I have 470 cc's in each boob, and that is exactly a pound.
Really?
Really?
I don't know.
You could have just completely rolled with it. I mean, someone's not going to call it. Well, Dave might call it. Excuse me, but no, it's like 400.3 milliliters that will be the correct dosage for the perfect boobie size.
Only if you're microdosing.
Oh, my God.
Only if you're microdosing. So what I want to know, Amber, about tits, since you know so much about augmented boobs, but it's not like you're a doctor, but you work in a doctor's office.
I do.
So you hear a lot of the questions. You hear a lot of the responses. Why does everybody do boob jobs differently? Why are some of them through the nipple, through the nostril, up the belly button, under the armpit? You know what? Why isn't there like one fucking kick-ass way to do boobs?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Why don't you tell me, Amber?
Okay, with mine, I went through the nipple.
Through the nipple.
With saline.
Yes.
And I have no scars.
Did it affect nipple sensation at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. They still perky?
Did it help
responsive?
It?
Yeah, totally. Cool.
Made him more responsive.
Good. But the way
I'm touching her nipple. I'm trying to find it.
You're not helping me to explain. Like,
yeah,
yes,
I am. We need an explanation. We're supposed to be explaining.
Explain.
Explain.
Okay.
You explain. So you went through the nipple.
Yeah, mine went underneath the nipple, and they inserted the bag, and they filled it with saline underneath the muscle.
Underneath the
and
muscle.
And then they closed up the stitch. Well, nowadays, they have a what they call a gummy bear gelatin kind of implant.
Is it toxic?
Would it be like an obvious suppositor?
Yeah.
No.
Does it come in like an alien cock suppositor?
No. I'm just like innocent. Look at her face. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. No, not the same thing.
Gotcha.
So they do what they call an anchor cut. So they cut down from the nipple and underneath.
Yeah.
And they shove the implant in there. Because it's like a gummy bear. It's a...
Squishy.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the episode of South Park where they're like... shoving
Wendy Testerberger, like shoehorning it like into her fucking chest.
That's not what happens.
That's not what happens.
That's like the worst thing that could ever happen to anyone having breast implants.
It's just have the Wendy Schuberger boob job.
Wendy Schuberger.
Whatever her name is.
Testerberger.
Testerberger.
No, I thought they only did the anchor cuts when they did a breast reduction.
No.
Yeah, they do anchor cuts when they want to do a full gel.
Titty.
Yeah,
gel titty.
They don't fill that shit up
because
after
you can't
they put it in.
You can't
squeeze. You have to actually shove it in there.
Wow. So you have like the shoehorn action.
You have a GGB in your tit.
Yeah.
Like a gigantic gumdrop.
Wow.
You could have really gumdrop nipples.
Not the gumdrop nipple.
Monster.
It's just a monster.
It can actually happen.
I like your boobs. They're very soft. They don't feel fake. I'm grabbing her titties right now, and they're awesome. They're fantastic and fabulous, and you wish you could do it, but you know what? You can't because you lost those touchy privileges.
It happens.
See, it does. When you're crazy psycho, that's what happens. You lose your touchy-feely privileges. There you go. And you could have had touchy-feely privileges with her and other people, too, but you're a moron.
Who were very happy to give you touchy-feely privileges.
Moron.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Moron.
Well, what can you do? Now, so why do some people go under the muscle and some people go over? Well, a lot of the time, people go under the muscle either because they've had drastic weight loss surgery or they're just really physically fit. So they'll go under the muscle, but people that go over the muscle are probably more your... Just want an
stripper
extra
types? Is that what you're saying?
The
is that what
types.
You're about to say?
Why don't you just let it out and say, yeah, I want the chicks with the cartoon boobs.
So I like how you're like being politically correct, being that you're here like, well, you guys may know a stripper. I'm not really into that kind of a boob job. It's not my gig. It's not my favorite way to enjoy a boob. You know what I mean?
I've seen some women with just some awful fucking boob jobs where they look like someone took an ice cream scoop of flesh and just stuck it on their chest.
Yes.
And like you can see
the
indentation in behind like
ripples.
The bag. And then once they get older, it looks like they're sliding off. They're like... just sliding off their chest.
That
like,
really doesn't help me get an erection. It really doesn't. It's really
well,
anti-erection.
Well, the worst are the ones that go in and they don't even try to go under the muscle. They just like put them right on top.
They're like
so they're just like hanging out there. Really good doctors will actually try and go through the belly button, which is a saline implant because it has to be pumped up once they get the implant underneath the muscle.
God.
Or through the armpit.
In the armpit.
Which is the same thing, a saline implant.
Same
you
thing.
Shove it in there and then you pump it up underneath the muscle. Or like what I had, my cuts are right underneath my nipples, and they shoved the implant underneath there, got it underneath the muscle, pumped the saline in, and sealed it up. I don't have any scarring, so.
That all sounds so painful.
Oh, the worst. The worst of the worst is when you get the big gel implant, and it's already there. You get it full-sized.
So they get
and
like...
they have to shove it up in you.
Nice.
At least with mine, they just shoved a little tiny bag up in there.
And then just let
it...
oh, my God. That so, just is but
not...
But, like, those have, like, a different kind of consistency, though. Texture, feel, touch kind of a gig. Is that...
They
is
do.
That
they call them gummy bear implants.
Yeah, they feel nice?
I think the saline feels the most natural. Most people don't know I have implants.
I didn't. For the longest time.
What do you mean you didn't either?
I didn't know that... You weren't born with those, honey.
She was born with them, yeah.
Well, but you never felt them.
No, but I can kind of... A lot of times I've been able to tell by just looking.
Obviously not.
That's what I said. I did not know that you had implants.
She also has ass implants, too. That butt's not real.
Yeah. My ass is all, like, concrete and...
Fix a flat. Spray foam. Nice.
Vaseline.
Oh, God.
Hey, I got lip injections, but just not in my face.
Gives that bee sting look. Yeah. The guys love that shit.
Sure do. Well, now, see, now, if what's-his-name works out, your pussy will just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
He's not going to be her.
If he goes for the, like, the largest bicep, the pussy's just going to get huge. So, you know, it'll be
he's
really
going to have to start working out.
Huge and ripply.
Start arm wrestling.
Oh, God.
It's going to be his new thing.
It's just distract people with my pussy.
I tell you. So, anyway, thanks for answering the booby-related questions.
Yay! Yay!
Tits. Man. Yeah. I have to use my sound effect as much as I can.
He loves it.
I do.
Actually, he's like, I want to make this stupid sound effect, so you have to have a segment. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I have the tits segment, is so he can have that sound effect.
That's right, just so I can.
I'm so
tits.
I'm so happy I could help you out.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. When you have an idea for something that has to sound like something, then you have to make content to fit that sound.
See, there's a bountiful cleavage in this room right now.
There is.
Indeed.
Amber was so cute. She, like, snuggled into bed this morning.
Did she?
She did.
Nice.
Yeah. I think I fell asleep by now.
After you already got me up, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take a shower. And you're like, I'm going to take a shower. And you were, like, crawled in bed. And I was just like, okay. I'm just going to crawl in bed with you and go back to sleep.
I didn't want to get up at all, but I think I fell asleep for, like, a half an hour or something.
Well, what was nice is that was the first time that your cat gave me any time of day.
Yeah, well, her pussy's like that. It's, I don't know what the deal is. Like, sometimes it wants to give you the time of day, and other times it just ignores you.
Just wants nothing to do with it. If you try to mess with it, it gets vicious.
You could, like, lose
your
eyeball.
Seriously, I think I stroked her twice, and then she's like,
I know, isn't that cool?
I was like, whoa, okay.
Sometimes all you gotta do is look at her, and she'll do that, too.
She used to scare the crap out of me, though. I'd stare at her, and she'd lunge at me. She would. I was her bitch. I was her total bitch. She knew it, too. Not anymore, though.
Yeah, I hope not.
No. She knows better. She still startles the crap out of me sometimes, though. It's fun, though. I don't know. So I think we're going to do it for the night.
Yeah.
I really do. Amber, I think you should pimp thyself.
Oh, you guys know where to find me. Find me on Twitter. at Amber's Cleavage.
In Amber's Cleavage. On Amber's Cleavage.
Yeah.
Cool.
Every Friday night on RazRadioLive.com for One Night Stand with me and Miss Kinky Katie.
What up?
And my drunken cohort.
Him too.
Cohorts.
Yeah.
For Drunken Disorderly.
Hogwarts.
Yeah. Although I'm taking like the next 3 or 4 weeks off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You gotta drop a restraining order.
I got shit to do.
There you go.
She's got new identities too.
Yeah, I have to go in a witness protection program.
That's right.
Nice.
Something bad's gonna happen.
Yeah. Nice. So I'll be around.
Hopefully. So at least you'll be with me until Monday.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be around the area.
Yeah, and it's gonna be nothing but orgies and drunken creepy baby face orgies.
Nice, crying. I like your can-do attitude. I'll tell you right now, Amber, that's exactly what I want to hear.
There's going to be smears and slicks of baby batter all over the place.
What?
You're going to have like the best skin of your entire life when you get back to California.
Guaranteed.
It'll be pristine.
Yeah, my hair is going to be breaking off.
We call it the blind orgy spa treatment.
God.
Yeah, we're selling tickets. all the acai berry you can drink.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be catered by Smoothie King. It's a sponsor.
That too.
We don't fucking do wheatgrass.
Nope.
We do acai berry bitches and bananas.
That's right.
Pineapple shooters.
Sometimes cream corn. Don't ask.
It depends. Sometimes.
Yeah.
God damn it. Swear to God, if they bring me niblets one more fucking time, I'm going to absolutely lose it.
No more fucking niblets!
God, they just don't get it fucking right.
Yeah.
There's corn that you eat, and there's corn that you don't. Yeah. You just do stuff in.
You drink that corn.
Okay, can we do it? Goosebumps are on. All right, everyone, if you want to get some more of me, you can get me Facebook, Twitter, FetLife, YouTube, iTunes, Kinky Katie Radio. Why don't you just go to kinkykatieradio.com and get all of your Kinky Katie Radio needs?
Why don't you?
What's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. Well, I want to say thank you, Tony, for calling. We always enjoy talking to you.
It's always fun talking to you guys.
I hope you have a wonderful night. All right, everyone, check Twitter and everything and whatever. We're going to be up to some no funny business. So, yeah, check the Twitter and social media for updates. Kiss anything but some bye.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness.
I have tacos and burritos.
I have fun. A lot of stuff didn't happen that we were planning, but then a lot of stuff that happened that we didn't plan that was fun.
Yeah.
So
What do you mean? What do you mean? A lot of stuff. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm just talking about Razzfest, like, and just whole Amber's visit.
Was there? Okay. There was stuff you wanted to do you didn't do?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's okay, though.
What's going on? What happened?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I know.
Just making sure I'm not stifling you, that's all.
No.
I don't want to get in the way of your creativity.
No.
Okay.
No. Everything's good. Had an awesome time.
Good. Well, glad you did.
Well, I hope you guys out there enjoyed today's show. You can tune in tonight. Also, on RazRadioLive.com for One Night Stand, hosted by the lovely Miss Amber, and I am her little sidekick. That's at 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and immediately following, actually, no, she's not doing Drunken Disorder for a couple weeks, so I do not think there is a show after that tonight.
Sure there will be.
You never know. Someone might take over the feed. So if it does, there might be a show directly on after called Drunken Disorderly, but we don't really know.
Check out the new article.
That's right. Check out the new article. Swinging ain't cheating.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. It seems like we've been running into all kinds of, like, between Ashley Madison and just indiscriminate people, we're running into a lot of philandry. Philandry is everywhere.
Oh, and I do want to clarify something, because since I shared it on my social media, I've had at least four people talk to me about polygamy. Or, you know, like poly, will also have like a poly
relationship.
I'm like, dude, this is the total opposite. I'm not talking about having a relationship. I'm talking about fucking. I'm talking about having sex. Yeah. No. And I also even mentioned there how some people can't separate sex and relationships.
Yes, which is why it's good that you just don't give a fuck whether you hang out with a person at all other than to bang them.
Yeah. So we get into kind of like some of the bad things that can happen.
Yeah.
But kind of some ways how you should probably go about it.
Yeah.
If you guys want to get more of me, if you want to see some of my naughty bits and such, you can go to kinkykatieradio.com. Not safe for work. 18 and older, please. You can also get me on Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, FetLife. Holy crap. Kinky Katie Radio. Pretty just Google easy. Me. It'll be awesome.
Yep.
I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your afternoon. See you tonight. Kisses on your pink parts. I love you. Bye. Bye. Woo!
I like tacos and burritos.